Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wouldn't you know it'd be a kid from Stark County that hit the home run to send you in the wrong direction?
Lifelong Guardians fan.
Dylan Dingler, the Stark County Strangler. Is that what we want to call him? He strangled out the rest of
our
season.
That's hurtful.
It was just so like when he hit the home run yesterday, I was like, oh, man, the kid's from Massillon. Why did he have to be the one to do this? You know me. I only care about the kids.
And especially the local kids.
The Massillon Mauler. What do you want to call him?
That one I can get behind.
The Massillon Mauler. The dream killer.
That's got less serial killer vibe to it.
Dream killer? No, if I would have said his middle name, then it totally would have been a... You have to say the middle name to be serial killer.
The Subway Strangler is what pops into my head. You know,
Seinfeld?
Or the Central Park Strangler. You know, that's the problem when you have Strangler on it, is there's a lot of serial killers that have Strangler.
Yeah, why do you think we do the middle name thing? I think we do it because people don't want to get other people confused. And like if you share the same name as somebody who's
correct,
does something really bad.
Yeah,
that's why they're all three namers.
I believe that's the case.
Yeah. So you've
John
made
Wayne Gacy.
It. If you're a one name person, you've completely made it, right?
Well, usually for a good reason, right? I mean, it's
yeah.
Prince, Sting, Bonner, Cher.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One name, The Edge. Does that count? I don't know.
I think there's a hyphen.
Yeah. But if we're talking about you with all three names, chances are it's not good. Let's be honest.
That's a good point. That's it. Well, you know, growing up, anytime your middle name was used, you were in trouble.
Oh.
You were toast.
I still hear it in my nightmares.
Mm-hmm.
I hear them. I'm like, oh.
You were done for. The middle name gets thrown in, you're toast.
Oh, no.
That's immediately like, you know what? I'm just going to go upstairs and I'm just going to look in this corner for the next 15 minutes and maybe they'll give me time served.
What do we call our baseball team then? In three words, is it Cleveland Guardians Knee Indians?
You
in
could
parentheses?
Do that. I mean, or, you know.
Knee Spiders.
Or depending on how you want to do it, there's a word that starts with an F and you could put an ING on the end of it and that typically gets it done.
Woo! All right, we're off to a hot start. Brian Anderson's going to talk a little bit about this with us at 11:20. Tim May talking Buckeyes at 1. We'll do all the traditional Friday stuff that we like to do, two keys and a lock, and of course, quick predicts as we get set to wake up very, very... I don't know what I'm going to do Sunday afternoon. I'm going to be honest with you, with the Browns playing so early. I don't even know what time do I need to be here for a pregame show.
Like a fearless leader question.
I think I'll be here at 4 in the morning. All right, let's go back.
Sleep under the desk.
Let's get back to your Guardians here, okay? As Dan, what? Give me one word to describe your feelings on the Guardians right now.
Complicated. Because I am thrilled with the ride that I just went on for the last month and a half. I am baffled. There were moments in there that would be burnt into my mind until the end of time. The sixth inning, three runs with the ball not leaving the infield against Skubal was one of them. The walk-off hit by pitch, the ball that hits the foul pole by Rocchio. Like, there will be a lot of moments from this season that will be burnt in my brain until the end when it comes to baseball. But at the same point, I look at a team that was in the ALCS a previous year in a relatively wide open AL and say, okay, you didn't make it out of the wild card round this year. Your record was about where it was, give or take. I don't have it in front of me. I think they won more games last year, for sure. You squeaked out the Central, okay, good on you. Congratulations. But this was supposed to be a year of establishment, and you didn't establish anything outside of the fact that you were a wildcard round team. So it's complicated, because I love every last thing that I watched, and yet I'm mildly disappointed at the direction that this thing went and how it ended, and the fact that they did not either establish that they're legit or take a step forward even farther from the ALCS in a previous year. So complicated.
All right, let's get your feelings on this. Let's start with Ben in Cleveland. Hello, Ben. How are you, Ben?
Hey, I'm doing well, guys. Just a quick heads up. I am a Tigers fan. I do live in the city of Cleveland, and I just want to provide some perspective about, you know, your guys' run. You know, all the credit in the world to your pitching staff. You know, the run you went on is improbable. And I think a lot of Guardians fans lost, you know, the big picture of just how remarkable that is. You know, at the tip of the cap, I'm glad we won. It feels like a weight lifted off my shoulder. I don't have to live with the, you know, the implosion of the division. So that's cool.
You're hoping for a Buckeye euphoria is what you're hoping for. That's what it is. You're looking to do what Ohio State did last year. Right?
Correct.
Michigan beats Ohio State. Everyone is completely down on the Buckeyes, and the Buckeyes come back, win the national championship. It's like, oh, yeah, they lost to Michigan? Who cares? And I think if our team lost a 15-and-a-half game lead and went on to win the World Series, I'd feel the same way. I'm like, yeah, well, it was regular season.
Winning cures everything.
It does.
You know, you got a good team, a good organization. Jose Ramirez is a generational talent. It's just, for me, I just hate to see, you know, people dismissing that run because, I mean, that's baseball is beautiful, but it's also tragic in the sense that you come back from this insurmountable lead and you lose one series and it's over. So, you know, my heart goes out to my friends that are, you know, Guardians fans. You know, I'm a big fan of the show. Love the Browns. Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks, Ben. Appreciate it.
Ben, I appreciate that.
Ben dropping off a little condolence call for us here.
I appreciate such things. But extremely complimentary and condolence. I didn't feel like he was patting me on the head or rubbing my back or anything like that.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
That was nice.
Mike and Stowe. Michael, how are you?
Yeah, good morning, guys. How you doing?
Good.
So, you know, I'm absolutely enjoyed that run. It was a great 2 months. I mean, you know, I had them out. I mean, I'm one of the people that called in and said, I just don't think they should. I said they should have been sellers at the, you know, at the trading deadline. And
I think
they
were. Unfortunately, their closer decided he had another route to take.
Yeah, we didn't expect that. That was another curveball. But it showed it just how much adversity this team really, really dealt with on, you know, above and beyond anybody else with the batting and the struggles and the lineups and the rut and the injuries and the kids that can't get there, you know, in time and everything else that was, you know, the Tigers are playing great, you know, first 2/3 of the season. But it was a great season. I want to thank the Guardians for everything they did. And Stephen Vogt, we got one hell of a manager. We really do. And we're very fortunate for that. But I want to throw one little thing out there.
Okay.
And I know that Mr. Dolan's not listening. I know he's not listening. But I wish somebody could get to that family and say, look, you've had a good run. You've made a lot of money in Cleveland. But just do the right thing and put the team up for sale.
Mike, man, dude, get with the program. They're up in 2028.
It's coming.
David Blitzer and Matt Collick can take over complete ownership of the team if they want to.
I don't want to wait that long because here's the problem. They got to move faster because really, they're such a dream team to buy. They do so well. The management, they play above and beyond everything. Like you said, 35 days eliminate, mathematically out in 10 years. Nobody can say that. And it's just like somebody, I know they're coming. I know, but get here faster. I know that's coming, Andy, but that's, look,
I'm with you. I would just say be careful what you wish for sometimes. Yes. That's all. And by the way, I got you, Mike, and I appreciate it. And, I would assume that this was the same deal as Kansas City, that you're good. They're good till 28. And if the Blitzer group with Matt Collick wants it, they can take it at that point. It's up to them to pick up the option. The minority owner. So,
well, then the revenue sharing should hopefully be there by then. But can you imagine if this team is worth somebody saying, this is crazy, man. We can put over the top. They're right there. They got the management thing right there every year.
It's
a disappointing thing. It feels like we're always going into a season at a little bit of a disadvantage, and I feel like that going into next year, and I don't even know what
I appreciate it. You're kind of with him. I agree. I'm always going to tell you, as much as you may not like the Dolans, man, Paul Dolan's like an everyday guy. He's from Cleveland. Like, I can't say that enough. And, we talk about you getting us. Like, you wake up on something. Remember, they were in the mix to buy the Browns, man. I wish they would have got the Browns instead of the Guardians.
There are aspects of the Dolan ownership that I respect the hell out of, including the fact that they go Antonetti, Chernoff, pitching development. Go. Do what you got to do. I'm staying out of the way. I love that out of an owner.
And it's no offense to the other owners in town, man, but the fact that like the Dolans understand the city, the history, everything they went through as a fan, they've sat through everything you have. If you're, 30 plus, I'll say that probably I'll be nice about it. And you get into that situation. So just be careful what you wish for sometimes. But again, and by the way, and this might be a good, just like deeper topic. If you were Blitzer and Collick, would you want to take over? Because remember, when they come in, they get like 25%. Like I had read that they took 25%. They got 25%. So, and every year they got more. They get the option to buy in more. Mm-hmm. What do you think their initial investment's worth right now?
If you think about it,
if they wanted to back out right now and say, nah, we're not going to do it, or they wanted to sell off their minority stake right now, they made a ton of money. Without having to do a thing. If they wanted to back out of it, they could.
It's an interesting point.
I thought about that, last year when they hit the playoffs. I was like, I wonder if they're going to take over. And now Blitzer's got other teams all over the place. So, but we'll see. This is going to be fast. And by the way, how many big stories do we have heading towards 28 now, right? You got this, and then there's that complex they're building out by the airport. I heard it's supposed to be nice.
Yeah, I think they did the ceremonial shoveling of dirt.
I saw another story yesterday about somebody trying to put more red tape in front of it. Come on. Stop.
This feels like...
Then I saw the guy from the Ohio State Building Trades came out. He was like, what? No, we're moving forward. We're ready to push dirt. Stop. Stop with the politics. Stop. No one wants to hear it anymore. I don't. I take it back. Yes, there are people that want to hear it. They're the people that want to create more red tape. Uncle.
It's just starting to sound more and more like Thornton Mellon and Back to School by the Hour.
It does now, doesn't
it? And if you've seen Back to School, you know the exact part that I'm talking about. It's all of them sitting in the business class. Ooh, you missed a lot of steps there.
Oh, first you got to do this, then you got to do that. A lot of
steps there.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.